When you're at Triple Z, you can end up anywhere by being one of the superstar announcers. Our next guest on Queer Radio was one of those superstar announcers, part of the Megahertz team, one of the longest running programs on the airwaves at 4ZZZ. And then they've gone off to become a poet. Releasing their first anthology, it's an exciting moment for any author to have their work out in the public gaze. It is in the public gaze as of now, and in your oral gaze is Ray White. Hello, Ray. Welcome officially to Queer Radio.
Thank you so much, Blair. It's going to be great to chat to you.
And the awesome thing is that you were such a big part of 4ZZZ, being a part of Megahertz. Before we move on to your work as an author, what are your memories of Sundays on Megahertz?
Oh my gosh. I think mostly the collaboration and it's certainly one of the things that I miss, sitting writing poetry sort of like a solo project, is that I miss the collaboration, I miss the spontaneity. But no, look, 4ZZZ was an incredible time. I think I was thinking about it the other day, and I believe I was there for about 6 years.
Yep.
Which is a heckin' long time. And I remember a lot of the incredible people I get to interview, like Martha Wainwright. I think we got to, gosh, I think I even got to chat to like people like Mia Dyson. It was an incredible time.
And the incredible time for yourself as well, too, because I remember knowing you across that period, that you went on your own personal journey from gender assigned at birth to your own, well, not your own definition of gender, but your own realization and understanding of gender. What was it? Was there a road to Damascus moment, or was this one of those moments that kind of burned over a period of time?
Oh, a little bit of both, I think. Like, I think probably a little bit prior to 4ZZZ, maybe, is sort of when I started. Someone had said, come out to me. And I was like, oh, okay, I didn't know that trans was a thing. I didn't know that non-binary gender was a thing. I looked it up, and it sort of planted this seed and made me go, oh, hang on, no, that's not me. That's not me at all. And slowly but surely it was something that I went, oh, dear, no, this is me. This is something I'm going to have to kind of crack into.
And I love that what you just described is that talk to the hand moment, and then the more it sits with you, it is cracking into it, and you go, yeah, because this is the thing that best fits me. And of all the people we've had as our guests over the years that I've been on Queer Radio, people who, doesn't matter whether they identify as gay, bi, trans, asexual, or intersex, there is this moment of, yes, this is what best represents me, and I feel comfortable sitting with this.
Absolutely, and I think there's a lot of times we don't have, especially growing up, at least, when I was growing up, I think it's possibly different now for kids, that I never had the language to be able to, wasn't able to find the language to describe how I was even possibly feeling at that stage. I didn't even know that queer was a thing. I'd sort of scour library books trying to find some kind of meaning. Didn't Google wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
It was one of those things where it was incredibly difficult. So I think it was one of those good time adult moments of realization.
Those moments of realization, you talk about getting the language well. You have the language now, and you're putting that language to good use. You've put Milk Teeth out to the public. You've had the official launch on the weekend just gone. It will be available for general sale through University of Queensland Press, if I'm not mistaken. And it's there for people to dip into. I don't think many people in the modern world are as au fait with poetry anthologies as perhaps we would have been 100 to 150 years ago, when books of poetry sold well and poets were renowned figures. Why should people pick up a copy of Milk Teeth, Ray?
Oh, what a loaded question. I think because, and this is something that a lot of people have been saying to me, is that it's accessible in terms that you can read the work and not be perhaps flustered or confused, by some of the language. There's certainly some hefty words in there, but there's nothing that someone would read and go, gosh, I haven't got the academic degree for this. And second of all, I think it's something that I'm seeing a lot more in poetry now, but once again, growing up and when I was, reading poetry as a kid and an adult, I didn't see a lot of poetry that was about trans people, that talked about our experiences and that use gender-neutral pronouns. So there's a lot more of that certainly now, but it is certainly something that I hope I think it's something people should read, whether you're in the LGBTQIA plus community or not, and especially if you're not, that's something that I think Milk Teeth brings to the Australian poetry, scene.
Yep. I love the title of the anthology because to me, this brings back things that are, again, older style, that aren't used as much in commonplace conversation. But you talk about a child having their milk teeth, their first teeth. So when they stop being weaned and they start being able to take solid food, am I reading that the title of your anthology has something to do with that stepping forward into the new life, and these works that you've written are exploring that journey that you've been on for a few years?
Honestly, yes. I think yourself and possibly my mum are two of the few people who've read into that, and it's absolutely true. I think it was because I'd been, as soon as I left 4ZZZ, how many years ago, 2, 3, I decided that, I was leaving to write poetry and started working on this collection. And so it was a journey in terms of my leaving, an important part of me behind, like 4ZZZ, to go on to something else. It was a part of my journey in terms of I'd become more secure in who I was and how to talk about myself as a non-binary person. And then also the fact that Milk Teeth is about babies. So therefore, I like the concept of having a first book have some kind of, illusion towards babies and towards this idea of this is the first book. This is my milk teeth, my offering to the world, to the poetry community. And, who knows what the next book will be called? Possibly something equally as metaphoric.